Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting second. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lonborg. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Lonborg. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich misplays the ball. That's an error on Grich. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it and throws to second for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Theobald for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lonborg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 1 in the game. Oates hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 1 in the game. LaHood strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaHude. Blair reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich is hit by the pitch. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to third. Grich moves to second. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Briggs moves to second. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferraro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Briggs scores. Ferraro moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ferraro moves to third. Two outs. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Lonborg hits a line drive towards first. Powell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-2 in the game. Oates hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-2 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude is 0-for-2 in the game. LaHude hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins pinch hits for Dave McNally. Dave May now playing center field. John Briggs now playing left field. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Coggins moves to second. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Blair hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of May. Blair reaches second base with a double. Coggins scores. It's Orioles, 1, Brewers, 1. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell is walked intentionally. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-3 in the game. Crowley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Blair trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Powell moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Coggins now playing right field. Pat Dobson now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coggins. Scott reaches second base with a double. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. Scott moves to third. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-3 in the game. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields the ball and throws to Lonborg covering. Safe. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg is 0-for-2 in the game. Lonborg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-3 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Blair is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.